And all Israel heard the judgment which the king had judged, and they feared the king. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Today's stational church was dedicated in honor of four crowned martyrs. These were four officers of the Roman legion who refused to worship a statue of an idol and therefore were put to death. The church invokes their intercession for the conversion of Freemasons, and their church was one of the original 25 parish churches of Rome. The epistle of today's Lenten Mass tells about the wisdom of the great king of Jerusalem, King Solomon. He was famous of the glorious and beautiful temple he built in honor of God, as well as the fabulous riches he himself owned. But no matter how great was Solomon's earthly glory, what was most pleasing in him to God was his humility. He showed it by his words, "Thou hast made thy servant king, who am but a child." To God's chosen, who appear humble and submissive in front of his throne, God pours grace to combat the people who fight for the world. Dear children, today's Mass gives us a great warning against envy. Do you have a tendency to be jealous about something what you see other people possess, but what you don't have? Make a good note then of the wisdom of Solomon and pray for yourself the gift of humility, because humility is the best way to suffocate the evil feelings of envy and pride. And the woman who in today's epistle accidentally suffocated her baby was a bad and prideful woman with no conscience. She envied the happiness of the other woman whose child was living and would have preferred the innocent baby to be killed in order that the other woman too might be childless as she was. This story of the scriptures shows us in such a striking manner how cruel and hateful sin is envy. The evil woman did not stop to the hateful feeling of envy, but she told the most barefaced lies in order to gain possession of the living child. She wanted to rob a mother of her child, so she sinned not only against the 8th commandment, but also the 10th and 5th commandments. In the first place, she coveted the child, which was his mother's dearest earthly possession, and then desired child's death. All these sins proceeded from the hateful sin of envy. Tomorrow we have the feast of Saint Gregory, and the story told by John the Deacon in his life of Saint Gregory the Great illustrates to us the dangers of spiritual envy. There was once a hermit of great virtue who had given away for God's sake all his worldly goods and then retired into a forest to serve the Almighty in continual prayer, fasting, and other bodily austerities. This hermit had kept nothing for himself except one thing, a cat, which he had taken with him as a companion in his solitude. And the hermit was in the habit of petting the cat and allowing it to lie in his bosom. Then one day, being in prayer, the hermit asked the Lord to show him what reward was in store for one who, like himself, renouncing the world and all its wealth, had wholly devoted himself to the divine service. The following night, while he was asleep, God made known to him that such a one might expect in heaven a place as high as that of Gregory, the Bishop of Rome. But the hermit was much grieved at this answer. He went about the whole day repeating the sorrowful complaints, "Poor creature that I am, after having renounced all my worldly means, I am not to expect a greater reward than that reserved to Gregory, who is rolling in riches. What will it avail me to have left home, parents, possessions, revenues, splendor, and luxuries of all kinds, if my recompense is to be only equal to that of one who possesses all these things in greater plenty than was mine?" After having spent some days in weeping and lamentation, the Lord God spoke to the hermit again, saying, "It is not for his wealth that a man is rich in my sight, but for his detachment from the lust and affection for riches. Know then that your heart is more attached to that cat of yours, which you are all day long stroking and patting, than Gregory is to all his wealth, which in his heart he makes of none account and spends in deeds of charity." At these words the good hermit awoke, and understanding now what was the essence of true poverty of spirit, he began to serve God with greater detachment and in greater humility. Dear children, you should be greatly encouraged by this story, because it teaches you that by detachment of heart and the good use of your wealth, you may equal and even surpass the God-pleasing poverty of a most austere religious. King Solomon understood that all the riches in the world mean nothing in the sight of God, but a humble heart, like Saint Gregory had, is the greatest treasure you can ever possess. If your heart is black with envy, you are like an enslaved servant of the world, like the evil woman was. But when Lord Almighty is your possession and inheritance, no might in the world can touch you or rob you of your place in heaven. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.